Here are the latest crime numbers from the FBI. Across the country, violent crime was down in the first half of last year. According to the FBI's preliminary data, murders, rapes, and robberies dropped 1.8% between January and June. But that slight decrease is little consolation for cities that have been fighting high crime. Cities such as Oakland, California, which saw 127 murders last year. From member station KQED, Judy Campbell talks to one mother in Oakland who lost her son.
In September, 22-year-old Willie Tatman Jr. was shot to death at a neighborhood rec center after an argument over a basketball game. His mother, Ida Hancock, got word quickly and rushed to the scene.
I saw my son laying there, and I saw him bleeding from his ankle, and I just walked up and I said, well, he's going to be all right. He's going to be okay. As I walked closer, I saw him bleeding from his hip area, and I still said, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. Then I saw him bleeding from the back of his shoulder, and I still said, he's going to be okay. When I got up closer to my son and I leaned over him, and I saw the side of his head was bleeding. And I just immediately, as parent, as a mother, just screamed and completely lost it. It was over a basketball game.
Even though the gym was full of people who witnessed the crime, the murder case is still open. The police say there is a suspect in custody. Hancock says she understands why people don't come forward.
That's the kind of life we live now. Is you're scared to say anything. You're scared to go out the door. You're scared to go to the store. You're scared to walk to your mailbox. You're even more so scared to say something about the crimes that happened because something is going to happen to you as well.
Willie Tatman was the third of Hancock's four boys. She says he was the son she was closest to. People would mistake them for brother and sister, the way they laughed together and were such good friends. He was funny, his mom says, but he was scared of the violence on the street and didn't like to go out much. He held two jobs to support his three-year-old son. Hancock says trying to stay cheery for her grandson keeps her from indulging in her own despair. But she still runs that last day of her son's life over and over in her head and can't find a way to explain it.
If I can struggle to raise four boys and make them understand violence is not the way, drugs is not the way, abuse is not the way, if one mother can do it with four children on her own, other parents need to do the same as well with one child, two child, six child, seven child, or however many kids you have.
Hancock says her goal for the coming year is to provide love, advice, and discipline to young people in Oakland who may not be getting it from their own families. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell.